know my boy does these podcasts in the mornings. You know, in my mind, everybody knows Chris. And those podcasts are really inspirational. And I really call them a pod experience. But the one thing that's actually inspiring, he talked about the difference between inspiring and motivating. But the one thing that actually inspires and motivates me is how much effort and thought he puts in to each podcast. And so it actually raises the bar for everybody that listens to the podcast. And so in the morning, it's hard for me to even sit down because I always feel like I'm rushing. I'm always trying to get somewhere in the morning. And it feels like I only have time to really do something in the car. That's why most of my Instagram videos are in the car. Somebody actually said, is your car your soapbox? I thought that was kind of cool. Anyway, so the other day, here was a side note. I'm at the light one night, and the guy next to me is in a Tesla. Now, I did not know Teslas were this fast. When this dude hit the gas, and I can't even say he hit the gas, it was electric. When he hit the switch, that thing went from 0 to 60 in about 3 seconds. I did not know Teslas were that fast. It's like a real live remote control car, man. It's like, it was nuts. I said, I have to get one. When I tell you, I've never been inside a Tesla. I don't know how fast they are, but I saw this dude take off. And when I tell you he was gone, I mean, he was gone. It was amazing. And I said, I got to have a Tesla. Anyway, I'm at work the other day. And before each show, the director has a meeting with us in the studio. And so after our meeting, the director was, you know, just hanging around talking with a few of us. And he was talking about people he can remember. He said, I remember so-and-so, I remember so-and-so. He said, but you know what? He mentioned one guy. And he said, every time I see this guy is always kissing up to me. He's always basically trying to get brownie points. And he said, you know what? And I'm going to quote him. This is a good quote. He said, I can never remember a person's name when they kiss my ass. End quote. Now I want you all to think about that. Think about how powerful that statement is. He says he never remembers a person's name who's kissing up to him. You know why? Because it's not based on anything honorable. He can remember somebody's name who doesn't kiss up to him because he's only basing their name off of what they've done. So if a person is a good employee or a person is a good person on set or a good cameraman or whatever, utility or production assistant, then he'll remember them based on their performance, because doing a good job is honorable. Doing a good job shows character. So those are the people that he remembers. But the guy kissing up to him, he doesn't remember, because that guy's trying to get over. That guy's trying to cheat the system. He's trying to negate good work, and he's trying to kiss up instead. Think about it. If a person is doing their job and doing their job well, they don't have time to kiss up. They don't have time to get brownie points because they're too busy doing their job, perfecting their craft. So that statement really spoke to me. And it let me know that anybody out there working, wherever you're working, let your hard work speak for you, because your character is going to speak louder than anything you can say. You can't get any brownie points. You want some real brownie points? Be the best employee. Or I'll take it a step further, be the best CEO. Be the one that's blazing the trail. Be the one that's pushing the envelope. Be the one that wants to be the best. It's like you get brownie points, but you're really supposed to be working like you're working for God. So if we're working for God, we shouldn't be kissing up anyway, because we're the head, not the tail. anyway, that statement spoke volumes to me. And it let me know to everybody out there, don't kiss up. Just do your job and do it well. Welcome to the Dirty Soapbox. You know, I always get accused of bashing women. But every time I ask you all how I bash women, no one can ever tell me how I bash women. Bashing women is something like blaming women for global warming. That's bashing women. Blaming the problems of the world on women is bashing women. Me telling a woman not to date a bad guy is not bashing women. Now, it's holding her accountable, but it's not bashing women. So accountability shouldn't be like kryptonite to a woman. But I'm seeing more and more that it is. I see it on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter, women talking about how bad these guys are. And I'm like, but you all keep dating these guys. You don't go on one date. You don't go on two dates. You don't go on three dates. You get in full-fledged relationships with these guys of low character, and you expect it to work out. I cannot wrap my mind around that. I'm like, is it ego? Like, what's making you think that this guy's a deadbeat, but he's not going to be a deadbeat with you? I know women that date guys that are deadbeat dads and have a child with that guy and expect that guy to be a father to their child. I'm like, how big is your ego? Do you feel that highly of yourself? Do you see yourself as that great that you can make a bum turn into a CEO? Think about what you're saying, what the message you're putting out to everybody. You're saying that I can pick a guy that has a track record of being a bad guy, and then when he gets with me, I can make him do a complete 180. Come on now. Come on. People in general should never have bad dating experiences. You should have a bad date, but you should never have a bad dating experience. Because once that person shows you who they are, you should leave. It should never get into a bad experience because you're gone. But oftentimes, what I see women doing is women pick bad guys and then put the onus of the relationship on the bad guy. Meaning they say, okay, you're a bad guy, but it's your responsibility to be a good guy with me and make this relationship work. Come on. A person on Instagram, she adamantly disagreed with me. She was like, I disagree with you 1,000%. She said, it's 50-50. And I said, how are you going to make a deal with a thief? There's no honor among thieves. So how can you make an honorable agreement with a man that doesn't have any character? It doesn't even make any sense. I said, think about what you're saying. I said, the woman's out there and she's picking the bad guy. And she's expecting the bad guy to be a good guy with her. That doesn't make any sense. Even if a guy picks a girl and she's a whatever type of woman, she's a bad woman, I don't know, a woman of low character. If he expects her to be a good woman with him, he's a fool. He's foolish. And I keep telling people this. You don't get what you want. You get who you are. So when you're out there dating and picking these guys and picking these girls, people are not dating past their self-esteem. They can say whatever they want to say. You see that good-looking girl or that whatever girl with that guy, everybody's asking, why is she with him? How is she with him? You know why? They're on the same level. I don't care how it looks. They're on the same level. Trust me. You don't attract what you want. You attract who you are. That's what you attract. So for all the women and men out there, if you keep getting bum men and bum women, you're going to have to look in the mirror. But for a lot of you all, looking in that mirror is like when Medusa did it. Y'all don't want to turn to stone. So what y'all do is y'all avoid the mirror, aka accountability, and you put every failed relationship on the other person. Women especially, because you all are the ones on social media literally telling the world how bad men are. I mean, it's constant and it's every single day. And I'm like, at some point, it has to be you. You mean to tell me all the guys are the same? All of them? None of them can see the value in you? None of them? All of them are acting like Ray Charles and Stevie Wonder? If you really they can't see the value in you at all? Won't you tell me? Is that what y'all telling me? Come on, man. At some point in time, we have to be accountable. We have to be accountable. And my advice to you women in particular is stop dating guys with low character. Stop basing what you see in him based on aesthetics, based on his career, his job, how he looks. Forget all of that. Because if he doesn't have any character, he's going to torture you. He's going to torture your existence. And I'm only telling you all this because I love you. And there is hope in this dating thing. Just pick the man based on his character. Just remember, if you're not getting the results you want, not just in dating, but in life in general, look in that mirror. And I promise, you won't turn to stone. Thank you. You know, as I look back over my life, I saw where I failed a lot. I failed a lot because I doubted myself. And I doubted myself because I told myself I wasn't worthy, or I wasn't capable, or I flat out just couldn't do it. And so before I ever went to a competition, or before I even tried to attempt greatness, I was already tired before I went to war. And I was tired because I was battling with myself before I even got there. And I should have been battling with myself. I should have been encouraging myself. I should have already brainwashed myself. Do you know how you get confidence? Do you know how you get rid of self-doubt? By achieving. Yeah, by achieving. Actually setting out some goals and actually achieving those goals. Actually living your life with purpose, setting out every day to do this thing and you actually doing it. That's what gives you confidence. My problem was, back when I was younger, even up until recently, the problem is finishing something. I should be finishing everything that I start. I should see everything to the finish line that I start. And before I start it, if I think I'm not going to finish it, then I shouldn't even do it. Because when I was doing that, and when I've done that, and when I do that, I am disrespecting the universe. I'm not planting good seeds. So from now on, what I'm going to do is, everything I start, I'm going to finish. Because that's how you build confidence. You don't build confidence when you fail. You don't build confidence losing. You build confidence when you win. And that voice of self-doubt has to be drowned out every day. As I mentioned before, we need to be saying our affirmations every single day. Every day. So that voice is a murmur. And then it goes from a murmur to just straight silence. I believe we have two voices in our head all the time. One is God and one is us. Most folks think it's the devil. I don't believe the devil has the power to get inside our mind. I don't. I don't believe that. That voice you think is the devil is actually you. Because in the end, you're going to be the one committing the wrong act. So we can't even blame the devil. The devil shouldn't even be in the equation. It's us and it's God. And it's really us because God's already in us and God's already given us the keys and the power to achieve greatness. So really it's all on us. And I say that I say all that to say that self-doubt I had kept me from a lot, but not anymore, because there's hope. There is hope because I know now. I have a better understanding of life. So now I know I have to speak positive. I gotta speak positive over my music. I gotta believe in my music. I believe in myself. And I gotta speak it. I gotta talk as if I believe in myself. I gotta talk as if I know I'm the best thing since sliced bread. I'm greatness in the flesh. I gotta talk like that. I gotta believe that. I gotta walk like that. I gotta be a living manifestation of what I claim to be. Most folks just out here claiming. I'm talking about actually being it. Actually being it. So that voice of self-doubt, I gotta destroy it. I gotta silence it. Because in the end, where I'm at right now in life is a, or will be a catalyst for future generations. What I'm laying down right now is going to benefit a whole nation of people. I don't just believe it, I know it. I know it is. So what I'm doing now is, I don't know where I cut off, but you know, I pulled the cord out of this phone, and when you pull the cord out, it stops the episode. So that's my bad. But my whole point of all that was to silence that voice of self-doubt that a lot of us have in our head. And so now when I hear that voice, I gotta shut it up. I gotta reaffirm myself. I gotta say my affirmations every day. I gotta call them things out of the universe and bring them to me. I gotta reaffirm myself every single day. Every day. It's an everyday thing. It's like breathing. We should be affirming ourselves, and not just ourselves, but those around us. You know, everybody around us should be encouraged. Everybody around us should be inspired. But better than both of those things, everybody around us should be motivated to do something. That's how we know we have an impact. So as I've said before, in my life, I sabotaged myself before I even got to the fight. Before I even got to the battle, before I even went to war, I sabotaged myself and I convinced myself I didn't deserve the victory. And when I convinced myself of that, when I went to war, I didn't give 110% and I got slaughtered. When I went to battle, I didn't give 110% and I was wounded. Badly. When I went to achieve greatness, I fell flat on my face. But in the end of it all, I deserved it. You know why I deserved it? Because I didn't go to it the right way, with honor. And that's given all that I have. So we have to silence that voice. Make that voice mute. Put that voice on mute. And tell yourself every day how great you are. But above telling yourself that, set some goals that you can accomplish. You gotta achieve. And the more you achieve, the more you will believe. Thank you. Switching gears. I'm starting to see these little ads or videos of men getting weaves, and I get it. when the man loses his hairline, it's like a superhero losing his powers. Man, it's like a lion getting his mane cut off. It's like an elephant losing his trunk. You know, it's like a Dalmatian without any spots. It's just a white dog. Nobody cares. I get it. But y'all gotta understand that if you didn't have a hairline on Tuesday and you have a perfect hairline on Wednesday, we're going to question some things. And I think that we have to get comfortable with how we look. I mean, it is what it is. I was afflicted with folliculitis, this bacteria gets in your head twice, and it kills your hair follicles. I got hit with that thing twice, and it was very painful the first time to stop it from spreading. All these series of shots, you got to get one big shot in your butt cheek. Man, listen, it was hell. Trust me, that folliculitis was hell, but I got it stopped. Like a patch of my hair was thin in the back. Then I got hit with folliculitis again. I wore the wave cap one day. I don't even know what even happened, man. I don't know. I was doing something. I don't know. I sprayed some stuff in my head, put that wave cap on overnight, and then my whole head was bumped up like I had soaked it in gin. I had not that bumpy face, but that bumpy head. You want two lumps a tree. Anyway, but I get it, though. The hairline is a man's pride, and we hold on to that hair. And I'm mad that my hair, even how it is, but I still have my hair, though, but I'm still mad that it's not at its full glory. Because, you know, now everybody's growing their hair back out, and you want to rock all these styles, but... And everybody keep telling me, oh, you lost your hair was thin. And I said, listen, man, I got hit with folliculitis. Nobody in my family is bald-headed. Trust me, the folliculitis did it. I was praying for it, I was fasting. I was like, Lord, give me my hair back. I can't lose my hairline, I got exhausted. It is what it is. Lord, I'm still open to the blessing, though, give me my hair back. But my point is, we as men, we go through it too, ladies. We go through that hair thing too. That man with no hairline, listen, I know this. I know when the man has given the street light up, the street life up. And when I say street life, I mean out there in them streets. Like he's out there still thinking he still got it. I know when he gives it up. And he gives it up when he accepts the fact that his hairline gone. When you see a guy with his hairline barely hanging on and he's still holding on to it, he is still in them streets, still trying to catch. Steve Harvey went so far as to wear a flat top wig. But we get desperate. You see LeBron James. LeBron James been taking, trying to get them plugs, putting his hair so long, but trying to plug it in with no socket though. None of them hair plugs is taken. The sides of LeBron's hair is all wet and wavy, but that top, you know, aisles 1 and 10 is wavy. But 2 through 9, ain't nothing on them shelves. Not nothing. Anyway, but I get it, though. You know, a man is really into his hairline, and I'm glad, I thank God, that I still have mine. But what we cannot do, men, is we cannot do these men weaves. These plugs are enough. And y'all getting these plugs, and y'all go overboard with these plugs. Y'all really go overboard with these plugs. Listen, how do you go from a receded hairline going back to your earlobe to now, your hairline is an inch above your eyebrow. Like, y'all go overboard. Just get a normal hairline. But I get it. Y'all are so excited to get the hairline. You're so excited to finally get it back. You go overboard. You're like, bring it down some more. Doctor be like, what? No, man. Bring it all the way down. He's like, it's going to look crazy. I don't care. Bring it down. Because some of y'all was looking like RoboCop without the mask on. So I understand your frustration. I'm not there, and I thank God I'm not. But we can't do the man weaves. And if I see y'all with a man weave, I'm going to roast y'all. I'm sorry. I have to do it. I don't want to do it, but I have to do it. And I swear, it's all in love. I want to thank y'all for not doing it. I would like to thank you all for tuning in to the Dirty Soapbox. I really appreciate you all taking your time to listen, and not only listen, but taking your time to donate, and then taking some more time to donate, and then taking some more time to donate, and then taking some more time to sponsor, to become a sponsor, and then taking a little bit more time to become a sponsor. You know, money makes this thing move. But I want to let you all know that I'm going hard regardless of the money. I'm going to put my foot in this pot of gumbo we call podcasting. And I'm going to go hard in all aspects of media. That's Instagram. That's Facebook. That's Twitter. If I have my hands in these pots, I might as well put my foot in it. And I would love you all to support me in my endeavors. And I just want to leave you all with some encouragement. God is God, right? And God is good. God is great. If God is great, that means that everything that God makes is what? Is great. So by default, we are all great. We take ourselves from our greatness when we give in to self-doubt. We bring ourselves down. We are already made great. So I want you all to know that. I want to thank you all again for listening and donating and sponsoring your boy. Wait for it. Free Blanche. Get money.